D-H-Z, go! I used to say I'm the boss. They've hit at the most. They're doing real good, yeah. I would say they're the boss. They bring real information. If you don't know, I'm Set Nation. Dropping knowledge on the daily. Really?
Really?
These boys bring it on real. D-H-Z, know what's popping in the field.
Recording live from the SEC Sports Pub, here's Heath Elsonson, Tomas Mauricio, and your host, David Romero.
I mean, they know what's popping in the field.
Yo, yo, yo.
That's me, yeah. Yo.
Yeah, them B-boys. Saints. No. Yeah, them B-boys.
You gotta make everything dirty. Why you gotta be so dirty?
Sexual deviance.
Yeah. I love this.
Going way back.
It's just the way I am, bro.
He loves the podcast,
no,
but he wouldn't probably love it so much if he heard about all the dispersions you're trying to.
All right.
He's not. That guy's a good guy. He don't say dirty things like that. It's Thursday night. Getting ready for the big game here tonight, Thursday.
Yep.
It used to be pork chop special. They're not doing it no more. So, but they still
Who ended that? The owner? I got to talk to the owner.
That guy. Yeah. That guy. I tell you. But listen, we have our chance to go 4-4.
Yep.
And last year we were 4-4. Now we have a chance to get over that. And
did
I watched,
we get to 4-4 last
year? Yes, I went back and looked at it.
You just
didn't. You weren't at that show.
Okay.
That was on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you were busy with work or earning a living.
Yeah.
You couldn't come in and
working
participate.
For the man.
But I had all the stats listed out. We got to 4-4, and then we went on a 4-game losing streak.
Okay.
Now, having said that, if you remember last week when we were sitting there watching that Sunday night game. And, I mean, they didn't look that good, man. And I'm talking about the Broncos.
Yeah.
They didn't look that good. They looked beatable. The Simeon, is that, am I pronouncing
Simeon,
that?
Simeon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He does, I mean, I like he looks smooth. I think he has a future. But, and listen, the way that Kaepernick picked us apart, I'm not saying that.
He doesn't have a future because who was their other draft pick?
Well, that's right. They spent a first-round draft pick on a quarterback, but apparently they feel like this guy's better than him right now. So, you know, I don't know what this all means, but I feel like we have a shot at this. I really do. Bro's going to hopefully be off that snap count, so he's going to be a bigger part of the game plan.
Yeah.
Rankins, he has another game under his belt, gets legs under him. He said he looked like a volleyball out there. if he hooks up with Cam Newton will give him some fashion advice. and then when he gets tossed around, everybody looks like a beach ball because he's kind of round, you know. So.
He gets tossed around like that too much. You might have to go talk to the commissioner.
All right. Well, let's get this. Let's get this show started.
Thank you. And now it's time for the bonus round, where you play in front of dozens of people for tens of dollars. Tomas, Heath, Dave, are you ready? Let's play BS and Beer Podcast.
All right, so just got some breaking news. Looks like just a little while ago, Kenny Vaccaro got popped for Adderall. And, I mean, this is huge news, bad news. Kenny, I mean, he's one of the best players on the team. I know that he's had somewhat of an up-and-down career up to this point, but he's playing really good football, a team leader, a difference maker, and it looks like we're just waiting for, you know, word on the suspension. 4 games, it looks like. There's some discussion. I think that he'll probably play this weekend against the Broncos, but it doesn't look good. Quite frankly, I've never seen one of these things pop up where they end up saying, nope, he's not suspended. So, looks like Kenny Vaccaro is going to be missing 4 games. And, man, if you remember Atlanta, and we took a whooping in Atlanta, and Kenny Vaccaro did not play in that game. And I'm not saying that's the only reason, but there were several plays in that game in particular that I remember that Roman Harper had an opportunity to make a play and just simply could not get to the ball. And I'm not talking about a play that needed a superstar. I'm simply saying a guy that You know, basically Harper just doesn't have the foot speed or the athleticism anymore. He's a wily veteran. He knows where to be. But when you're talking about just chase down a play and make a tackle, he just doesn't have that those assets anymore. This is going to be a huge loss for us for four games. So, you know, I'm a little dumbfounded right now because it's just one of those things that you were getting healthy. You know, we get our defensive tackle, Sheldon Rankin's back from a broken leg. We get Delvin Bro back also from a broken leg. And things start looking good. And then the next thing you know, we get this news. So it's pretty disappointing. I guess more news will come out. We'll hear more about it as the week progresses. But definitely a huge blow for the Saints defense. Anyway, I guess we can move on to the injury report. Sheriff Cooter Wilmot of the Boudreaux Parish Feed Store, Gun Shop, Used Car, Beer Bait, Barbecue, Barbershop, Laundromat Department. Now time for the New Orleans Saints Injury Report.
Piff down! You got knocked the f*** out, man!
All right, injury report time. Looks like Stephon Anthony with the hamstring didn't practice, and Teron Armstead still working on that knee that's been it's holding him in and out of the lineup over the last few weeks, or actually for, you know, several weeks. Daniel Lasco with the hamstring that popped up at practice a couple of weeks back, obviously still bothering him. We also got Mahdi with it's, I guess, an undisclosed injury or illness. Encouraging, limited was Daniel Ellerbe, and he was limited yesterday on Wednesday as well. And that's positive, because one of the things that I was considering was that when Ellerbe went out, you know, after he had been out most of the season, he came back and then he injured himself in the second quarter. Was this something that was going to set him back, you know, another 8 weeks or 4 weeks, or would it just be something where it wasn't quite ready? Let's give it a couple of more weeks. And, you know, I'm optimistically looking at it, as it seems like, yes, he'll be back here quickly. You know, might play this weekend. Just hopefully he doesn't get another setback, you know. So I just don't know how long you can have the guy just continue to set back or sit out and say, well, we're just hoping that he gets better, when it just doesn't seem like it's ever going to get better. Let's look at the Broncos real quick. Their center, Prattis, has a hip. Tlaib, and that's a huge injury. He has a lower back injury. He's not supposed to play. And, you know, he didn't practice. Safety, TJ Ward is another good player. Out with the illness, you know, that doesn't look like something that will keep him out of the game, though, or at least none of the reports have said that. So looks like he'll play, maybe just out with the flu or whatever, you know, those guys get sometimes. They'll be back on Sunday. Defensive end Wolf has an elbow. Limited was Brandon Marshall with a hamstring, Kayvon Webster with a hamstring, and a bunch of guys who practiced full that had lingering issues and injuries that might simply have been, you know, just maybe even more like veteran days off. One of them that was interesting is their quarterback, Simeon, with a left shoulder injury. He practiced full today, and that's important. But also knowing that he's a little banged up, you know, at any moment he can come out of the game. So you also had DeMarcus Ware with a forearm that actually practiced full today. Russell Okung, and that's a pretty big injury, because he's their tackle. Let's see. Basically, just looking at this, I think that's most of the stuff that's important. So there's your injury report.
Ah, monsieur, I talk to you about the BS and beer. It's all very natural, no? Ah, sure, Mr. Internet Man. You listen to other podcasts, but not so good, no? Enough. You listen to BS and Beer. Or a bon ton all over your face.
BS and Beer Podcast. The worldwide leaders in absolutely nothing.
All right. Well, we're still having a little problem with the graffiti hotline. And it's pretty discouraging. We got some messages from Lil Dice and other folks have emailed me to let me know that it's not working properly. I gave a call today, but unfortunately, I got basically a busy message from them. So maybe there's something going on with their with them technically, but I'm sure we'll get it fixed up. I'll put a little bit more effort. I just kind of, maybe it's just being lazy, but I figured that it'd be up and running by now. But now I'll put a little bit more effort so you guys can get those calls in before the show on Monday. And we'll hear what you guys have to say. So here's our pick segment. I decided to start with the two greatest picks in Saints history.
Brett Favre goes back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. It was intercepted by Tracy Porter. Near side to the 40. And John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line.
Hey, all right, time for that pick segment. You know, I told you guys, I don't know if y'all believe in my strategy, but I like to stay right in striking range, right there in the middle. Like, if you include all the people who quit playing, I mean, actually, if I look at it that way, it's pretty embarrassing, but I'm right there at number 23.
Yeah.
Right in the meaty part, right in the middle. Not too braggadocious, not too, you know, flamboyant,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not being all Cam Newton, you know, just right there where you're ready to make your move. I'm going to tell you, look, ask Lil Dice.
Oh, I can feel better about tumbling back to that position now.
Yeah.
I'm right in the
ask
right
Lil
spot.
Ask Lil Dice
now, right?
How it feels okay. To be up in first place. And yep.
Have the target on your back.
Yeah, have the target on your back. Right. Ask him where he's at now. Matter of fact, let's see where he's at now in the standings. The L's, the go to the B after the C. It's a, I can't even find him, man. Where's Lil Dice at? Oh, there he is, number five. Way down there at number five.
Way down.
Yeah, way down at number five. So yeah, you have a different standard there.
It's not five people at the top all with the same points, is it?
No, we got St. Cool 13 with 70. Has a five-point lead on Aries 39 with 65. Red Gym with 65. DTC All-Stars with 65. Then Lil Dice with 64. So he's right
Chirilli's
there.
He's in third.
Yeah, really third.
Yeah. Javelin, Happy Saint. Y'all keep saying that, but at the end of the day, I know those people are all tied, but – you know, even if they win or lose, I mean, they're still ahead of them.
Well, so, I know, but he's got the third most points, even though it, you know.
Okay, that I can accept that way. And you got Waymer and Buffalo Saint and Happy Saint and Javelin and the Year of the Lion, which is our buddy.
Gary.
Gary, thank you. My mind. My mind, you know how I am with names anyway. So where are you guys at? I don't see you.
That's what I'm saying. I came into this week at 16th, and now I'm at 23rd, 24th, somewhere.
25th. Come on,
25.
Man.
Okay.
Don't be 25. Trying to take my spot. I'm up there in the upper end.
But this week will get thrown out for me. This would be by far my worst week.
And see, Tomas knew he knows how to work it because he didn't put his name in there. He got some Oh, there it is. Prof TM at 30. But I'm gonna call you out. I'm gonna call you out. So.
Well, you can't call me out of
I'm just saying, you can't go in there and make some fake names so nobody knows who you are. But if he was at the top, everybody know who it was. I got your number.
Keep thinking that way.
All right, let's see. All right, so here we go. I'm going to start off with you, Heath. You got Cleveland at Baltimore. Cleveland getting 10 points.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Take the Ravens at home.
Baltimore looked pretty good this weekend. I was surprised. So, Tomas.
The Steelers look bad.
Ravens. I'm going with the Ravens, too. Cleveland's just not a team. I'm sorry, you can't pick. So, according to what you guys said, we got Green Bay going to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee get 2.5 points. Who are you picking?
Tennessee.
Give me those 2.5 all day long.
Yeah.
I'm taking Tennessee.
Tennessee. Oh, yeah. I'm taking Green Bay. I'm sorry. I know. Listen. Should I pull out the flip flop commercial?
Yep,
the flip flop pancakes.
I think you have to.
All right. All right. So Los Angeles at the New York Jets. Los Angeles getting 2.5. Which is 2.5 for the average people. That was me using my high-tech gambling terminology.
I'm going to take the New York football Jets at home.
And Tomas?
Well, because they finally decided to start some of these young kids at quarterback and see what they have for the future, I'm going to go with the Jets.
Man, I tell you,
especially because Gurley has just been playing like a Gurley, and I just don't see what's happening over there with the Rams.
Yeah,
and they're traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast. So,
man, you got that all figured out, don't you? Yeah. All right, yeah.
The Rams are going to win and stick it to them.
Yeah, you just talked me into it. I'm going with the Jets. All right, so we got Atlanta at Philadelphia. Atlanta getting a point on the road at Philadelphia. What you say?
How the hell?
I know. I don't even know how that happens. I'm going to take that point all day long. And take the Atlanta Falcons.
As much as I hate the Falcons like you hate the Carolina Panthers. And I can't see how Atlanta's getting a point.
Man, I hope they're saying that they think Philadelphia can beat Atlanta, because we were talking about it earlier on our Monday show. Yeah. That, I mean, if Atlanta has the weakest part of the schedule coming up, we need them to lose somewhere.
This would be a good place, but that said, I got to take Atlanta.
Yeah, I think I'll go with you. I can't pick with, I got to pick with my mind, not my heart. So, Chicago at Tampa Bay, 1.5 points. Tomas, what you got?
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. Sooner or later, they got to win a game, and I just don't like Chicago. So, there you go.
Heath?
Yeah, I'm going to take Tampa Bay in this suck fest, mainly just because they're at home.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm looking at it, and I mean, neither one of these teams, although Chicago surprised the heck out of me when they come and beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, they're capable.
Yeah,
like,
but Minnesota lost again. All of a sudden, Minnesota's not looking.
The wheels coming off the wagon. Okay, y'all talk me into it. I'm going Tampa Bay. Minnesota, speaking of the devil, going over to the nation capital. And at that point, Minnesota at Washington, 2.5. Goes to Minnesota. What you got, Heath?
I'm going to take the Redskins at home.
Redskins
Minnesota's
home.
Just not,
It's a trendy pick.
Yeah.
Tomas?
I'm taking the Redskins.
Me too. You know what, though? I'll tell you what. Washington's a better team than I give them credit for, and every time I watch them, because I just don't think that much of them, and I don't think much of their quarterback, and then I watch them play, and I'm like, golly. And then last week when you weren't there, Heath, for that Thursday show, I brought a bunch of stats out, and it was just like where people stand. And I can't think of his name,
Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. He's leading the league, and now he's had an extra game over Breeze.
Yeah.
But he was leading the league in passing, and I was like, wow, I was really surprised to see that. So I'm going to go Washington as well. Then we got Kansas City at Carolina. Tomas, Kansas City's getting 3 points.
I'm going to take those 3 points in Kansas City.
Okay.
That's how much I dislike Carolina.
All right. Heath?
Man, I certainly hope that's the way it's going to go, and I was tempted to go that way, but I think I might have to take Carolina at home. I just don't see the Chiefs having enough to come into Carolina. I don't know.
You know, those two teams are very similar.
If it was in Arrowhead, now that'd be a whole other story.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna take Kansas City just because, I mean, even in their win this past weekend, Carolina didn't look very impressive. Now, I know the Rams can disrupt something with that defense in that front four, but I think I'm gonna go with Kansas City, take the 3 points, and hopefully they'll beat Carolina.
I think Kansas City has more of an incentive because they're tied with Oakland. That AFC West is really tight. Everybody's 6-2, so they're all pushing each other to win. So
yeah,
and that's why I'm taking Kansas City.
All right, Houston at Jacksonville. Jacksonville getting a point.
Wow, this is suck fest number two here.
For me too.
Suckapalooza.
I'm going to take the home dog and go with the Jaguars in this one.
Oh, wow.
I have to tell you, Houston has cost me a number of games in my fantasy at the beginning of the season because I had them as my defense, and they sucked big time. On my pick-ems, I have had Jacksonville over and over thinking, yes, this is the season. So this is a really hard one. But I'm going to go stay on the Jacksonville Jaguar bus. And I'm taking the Jacksonville Jaguars in that point.
I think I'm gonna fight the power, and I'm gonna take Houston. I don't know why. The defense hasn't, just because Jacksonville's been pretty disappointing.
They have.
So is Houston. My point is, I think you said it best, man. Suckapalooza game, but somebody, you have to pick somebody. So.
So
I don't
pick
know.
Houston.
I'm going to pick Houston. Sounds just to mix it up a little bit. All right. Another Miami at San Diego. Tomas, Miami is getting 3.5 points.
Yes, but, I changed defenses to the San Diego Chargers, and now I'm winning again. So, therefore, I'm going to pick San Diego. This is a tough game for me because I like Miami, but going all the way across the continent there, So, I've got to go with San Diego.
Yeah, I'm going to take San Diego as well.
Although I hope Ajay has a really great game so I can score points.
I tell you what, that guy's on fire, man.
Yeah.
He's scoring him up for me.
Yeah, yeah, so I mean, Miami seems to have found something, and probably what it is a running back that can take the pressure off their quarterback who can't seem to live up to his first-round draft pick billing. But I like the idea of San Diego and you going across country. San Diego's quarterback,
Rivers.
Yeah, he's an undervalued guy. He doesn't get the props he deserves. He's a good quarterback, and I'm going to go with San Diego as well. So now we have the San Francisco 49ers getting 13 points at Arizona. Tomas?
I'm taking Arizona.
He?
Yeah, not enough. I'm taking Arizona.
I don't care how good Kaepernick is against the Saints. Arizona's not the
Saints. Yeah, no, I agree. No. Arizona's not the Saints. The Saints are built differently, and it works for them to be able to score a lot of points but give up a lot of yards and sometimes points. But Arizona hasn't played that well. 13 points. Oh, my God. Can I just pick the under?
No? Yeah.
I mean, 13 points.
All right,
man.
Go ahead. Take San Francisco to 13. Go ahead.
I'm going to take San Francisco.
Yeah,
I can't do it. I can't even see them scoring unless they play in the Saints, man. I can't see them scoring. It's going to be
a tough time for 49ers.
I'm picking the 49ers.
There you go.
I'm just going to assume that at some point they're going to score here, there. Kaepernick will run one in, and then they'll be like,
I want to hear what number you are on that list next week.
Start kneeling it down and win by 20.
Hold on, we got to write these down because sometimes I think he goes and changes his picks.
He does it behind our back. Everybody changes it.
I reserve the right to change my pick before Sunday. Dallas at Pittsburgh. Dallas is getting 2.5 points.
Again, how can you give Dallas 2.5 freaking points? Yeah. I'm taking Dallas in the 2.5 points. I got to take the Cowgirls.
Yeah, I'm taking Dallas.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one for me, the way Dallas is playing. And the thing is, Pittsburgh, they got Roethlisberger back. Maybe he was rusty, whatever. They have been horrible this year. I mean, all year I got Roethlisberger as my fantasy quarterback. I thought I was laughing at the league, and it is not working out for me. Now we got Seattle at New England. Seattle getting 7 points at New England.
Not enough.
I'm taking
New England.
Yeah.
Well, I think Soft Serve's back playing in New England. I think they'll hit him a couple of times. He'll be crying right there with Cam Newton. So I'm taking New England.
New England? Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. You know you want to take Seattle. You love Jimmy Graham. You know he's going to have a big game against that terrible New England defense. Go ahead. Take the 7 points. I want you to.
All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick Seattle. I'm going to pick Seattle. 7 points, Seattle. I'll take it. They're going to grind it away. They're going to play that, man. Golly. Okay, let me just not think about it. Let's go on to Cincinnati at the Giants, and it's a pick 'em game.
Yeah, man, this is a tough one. I think coming off the bye, I'm gonna go with the Bengals.
Okay, Bengals. Tomas,
you know, growing up in New Orleans, I loved Archie. I really like Peyton. But if there's one boy who's named Manning that I don't like, it's Eli. And so I'm thinking the same way as Heath is thinking. Cincinnati's let me down a bunch of times, but I just got to believe they got a week off. They've prepared for this game. I don't think the Giants are that good, so I'm taking Cincinnati.
All right. The big game of the week.
Well, who'd you pick?
I'm picking Cincinnati. Is that anticlimactic?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just excited to get to the Saints game.
Yeah.
Denver at New Orleans. Denver getting 1 point.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing, Tomas. So I'm gonna go over here to Heath.
Not enough.
Don't pick.
I'm taking the Saints and laying the 1.
You laying that 1?
Yeah, I'm laying that 1.
All right. Tomas, I don't know why I'm even asking you.
You know, Denver's got a really great team. I mean, their offensive line is going to just play havoc. We're going to see a lot of beach balls. It won't just be rankings. We'll see a lot of beach balls out there. I'm just letting you know ahead of time, they're going to tear us up, man. I mean, you know what? I mean, what do we have for defensive backs? Nothing, you know? I mean, you can't depend on Bird, can you? I mean, I see Denver scoring at least 1 field goal. So, you know,
No, I'm going Saints, buddy. We're on a roll. We're going for it.
And we like butter, baby, or sesame seeds, whichever you like. We both. We on a roll, baby.
That's it.
You know what? I see the Saints winning this game. It's going to be tough, but it's going to be like a Seattle game. I think the Saints will play better against a pocket passer than they did against Russell Wilson or Kaepernick, who was, you know, effective at moving around and avoiding pressure. So I think the Saints will be able to, like, they won't get spread out as easily. I know they're going to give up some points. They're going to give up some yards. But I think that they're going to win this game. So take it to the bank. Go ahead. Take it to the bank. It's my Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock of the Week. Last week I picked my power pick was the Saints. I knew it.
I just switched my pick to Denver. If it's the Stone Cold Lead Pipe, what's the record on that?
No, I take that back. They are not the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock. Baltimore is the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock of the Week.
All right.
Yeah, okay. I just got carried away.
I'm not switching my pick to Cleveland.
Yeah, there you go. So change it to Cleveland. You better off than, oh, man, the Stone Cold. That's how I quit doing it. I discontinued the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock because it was a lock in the wrong direction.
That's right. So. It was Stone Cold.
All right, so you got any final thoughts?
My final thoughts are that, I believe that the Saints are on the right direction. So I think it's all going to be good. I think there are quite a few games this week that are going to be very close. And I think this week is going to start showing us the direction of some of how these teams are going to be ending up as the divisions go forward.
This is when you make your money. Heath, any
go ideas? Saints.
Go Saints.
That's final thought.
I tell you what, man, I mean, we win this. Then we winners of, what is it, 4 of our last 6? Is that
If we win this one, it'll be 5 of the last 6.
5 of the last 6. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, and then we are on a roll.
Yeah, and
I
then mean, we bring in the little crybaby. There you go.
You know, man, I mean.
Thanksgiving turkey coming our way.
Okay, so y'all said this, and I was the first one. Tomas, you said it. I'm like, listen, blah, blah, we can be a better team. We can be a 30% better team but have a worse record. Because of the schedule.
Right.
And all of a sudden that schedule, and you made that point, and it is true, I get it, that by the time you play it, but you can only go by what you know and say, hey, man, Carolina's a great team that only lost one game last year and was in the Super Bowl.
Right. Remember we talked about this, though. Because we play Carolina twice and the fact that they went 15-1 last season, we had the – was it the toughest schedule or the –
like I think it's
it was in the top five.
Yeah, it was
toughest schedules
second,
in the league or whatever it was. Yeah. But if you removed –
Carolina
from it dropped down significantly. It was getting way bumped up because of
two
and
games
we didn't think Carolina would be as good, and so far this year they've proved it out, and in fact they're not as good as anywhere near as good as they were last year.
Right. So I mean all of a sudden, I mean,
and same thing, you're talking about Denver being the other Super Bowl contender. They've been struggling this year, and they haven't been the greatest team in the world.
What's the other one? Arizona. Arizona don't look like the same team. I'm not saying they're not going to be a tough out, but they're not the same team. So, I mean, all of a sudden, it's funny, the complexion of the schedule has changed. So, anyway, for Heath Elson-San, Tomas Mauricio, I'm Dave Romero. You've been listening to the BS and Beer podcast. One more time before we go, the hotline number, 857-957-1997. We'll see you guys after the big win against the Denver Broncos. Take care.
And anyway, the person who sits here is but the most conspicuous member of a superb team of journalists, writers, reporters, editors, producers, and none of that will change. Furthermore, I'm not going away. I'll be back.
And that's the way it is.